Convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed begins a life prison sentence today. A federal judge in Boston has given the 29-year-old British national the maximum sentence for trying to blow up a transatlantic flight just before Christmas a year ago. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The war on terrorism played out as a war of words in a Boston courtroom yesterday. Richard Reed, the 6'4", self-proclaimed member of Al-Qaeda, stood before the judge and pledged his allegiance to Osama bin Laden and said he was at war with the U.S. because of what he called the U.S. oppression of Islam. But Judge William Young lashed out at Reed, saying the war talk was, quote, way out of line. Raising his voice at times, Judge Young chided Reed, saying, "You're a big fella, but you're not that big. You're no warrior," he said. "You're a terrorist." "We are not afraid," the judge went on. "We do not negotiate with terrorists. We hunt them down one by one and bring them to justice." The judge said America would pay any price to preserve its freedoms, and he pointed to an American flag hanging over his head and said, "That flag still stands for freedom. It always will." At that point, the judge ordered Reed into custody, but Reed stood up and shouted back at the judge, quote, "That flag will be brought down, and you will be judged by Allah." Reed was then wrestled out of the courtroom by security officers. For their part, prosecutors also spoke in terms of war. In arguing for the maximum sentence, they called Reed a soldier combatant and a committed enemy of the U.S. ready and willing to attack again. They vowed to keep pursuing those who may have aided or abetted Reed, and they argued that locking him up for life was the only way to ensure that Reed would never again act on what they called his distorted and fanatical views. U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan spoke to reporters after the sentence.
Reed will now spend the rest of his life in prison, unable to fulfill his delusional quest to destroy democracy and the United States of America in the name of religion. Richard Reed's closing threat did not frighten our court, nor does it deter us from our pursuit of justice.
Defense attorneys declined to comment after the sentencing, but in court they argued that Reed had basically been misunderstood. They said Reed was only trying to defend the religion that he believes saved him from a life of drugs and crime, and they insisted Reed's views did not come from malice or hate. But the judge said he found that hard to swallow. So too did many of the American Airlines flight crew who showed up in court to witness Reed's sentencing. Several of them shook their heads back and forth as defense attorneys insisted that Reed was neither a malicious nor a horrible person. Three of the crew members spoke about the trauma they suffered and the stress they still feel. Flight attendant Christina Jones trembled as she recalled trying to restrain Reed and keep him from igniting his shoes. She said she felt like she was in a fight for her life, and she said it still haunts her every day. Crew member Carol Nelson said she can still see the fearful look on the faces of the children on board, quote, after Richard Reed tried to blow them out of the sky. Some of the crew members wept. Many just glared at Reed when he said he didn't think he should apologize for what he did. Reed said the harm he may have caused the 20 children on board the flight didn't compare to the 2 million Iraqi children who he believes have been killed by U.S. government policies. Also in court yesterday, defense attorneys asked the judge to delay Reed's sentencing. They said it would be unfair to go ahead until certain documents could be declassified that might help the world understand what they called Reed's side of the story. Judge Young denied the motion, but he praised defense attorneys for, quote, striving so vigorously in Reed's defense. Facing Reed, the judge said, in this society, quote, we all know that the way we treat you is the measure of our own liberties. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.